is 7 o'clock in San Francisco and the West Coast, and time for Minds Over Matter. Dana Rodriguez, Jerry Nachman, and hopefully more will match wits with listeners on the Bay Area's favorite quiz show. Our telephone number is 415-841-4134 with your answers and questions tonight on Minds Over Matter.
Wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
Ladies and gentlemen, your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Okay, here I am. And welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. We hope you are having a lovely weekend. A little rainy out there, but we're an indoor show, so settle down indoors and give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so of course we welcome your participation. It's very, very important. Feel free to give us a call at your convenience, though I hope that convenience is over the next hour or so. That number is area code 415-841-4134. That's area code 415-841-4134. Or you can call toll-free at 866-798-8255. That is 866-798-8255. We'll be taking your questions and giving you questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, Broadway, and just about everything else. So again, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Look what showed up, and all wet too. So, yes. She's got spurs, the jingle, jangle, jingle. Leah's here, so it's the three of us. And just to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter, that's one word, MINDSOVERMATTER at yahoo.com. Feel free to email us any old time. We don't read them during the show, but we read them all the other times. So if you'd like to hear the show online, you can do that at kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And that goes to Leah now. Okay. And if you like a podcast of this show, it should be available after at kalw.org. Okay. I'll give Leah a second to write an introduction. And we can chit-chat. How's the weather up in Twin Peaks, Jerry?
Well, you're not very good at filling dead air.
Oh, no, I can do it.
You need to be totally scripted.
I can do it. I've been doing it for 22 years.
Yeah, well.
And anyway, so we'll start momentarily. But just to remind you, the phone number is once more, 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. Now that things are running as smoothly as they ever do, let's start with the round of introductions. Here's the first. Jerry Nachman worries that the Ringling Brothers elephants, who took early retirement, will not have enough to do in their spare time besides sitting around the zoo all day. They need to take a course, find a hobby, volunteer as an elephant in the room, something.
Leah Garchik says, welcome to the world, Abraham Garchik, her new grandson.
Oh,
well, that was an easy one.
Congratulations.
Now that the burden of $1.3 billion has been taken off his shoulders, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, thinks that Bernie will have to make do with that $10 donation.
All right. So that is us. We'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Well, this is a fortunate segue. One of the only six states that don't participate in the national lottery.
Oh.
You got to get four for a bill, I think.
All right. Well, I think you just ought to do it one at a time. And, because
Utah.
We're lucky. Yeah, that's what I was
thinking.
Yeah, that's
Utah
good.
For sure, yeah.
All right. Oh, boy.
Five to go.
Who else would not participate? A lot of Mormons in Idaho. How about Idaho?
No.
Okay. Huh. Who would not participate in the national lottery?
Alabama.
Yes.
Oh, good for you.
How'd you come up with that?
I don't know.
All right. Okay.
That's right. Very good.
Leave it out then.
Alabama.
Leave it out. And let's see. Leah, why don't you just go ahead then?
Okay. This is that same kind of question. What are the top five nationalities of folks who stay at the Ritz in Paris? So let's say you have to get five, but I'll tell you how many you get right. If you give me a list, you won't get a bill, but I'll tell you how many.
Saudi Arabia.
Right. No.
I will say Russian, Egyptian. I'm just thinking it was, you know, likes to international jet set kind of stuff.
China. Chinese.
Yeah, not, well, maybe, yeah. China, Russia, Egyptian.
American. Who else? American, maybe.
American and, American and Kuwaiti.
Only one of those is correct.
Okay. All right. Why don't you repeat that question?
The top five nationalities of folks who stay at the Ritz in Paris.
All right. And we have a couple lines open right now. If you'd like to give us a call, the number is 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there? Anybody there? Hello, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Gareth, Union City.
Hello, Gareth.
I wasn't on last week. I was on a phone with somebody else. I got a couple of questions. One's a real tough one.
Mm-hmm.
My first one is, who was the only member of the Rat Pack that guest starred in an episode of Rawhide?
Now what?
The only member of the Rat Pack that guest starred on Rawhide.
Yeah.
Well.
Joey Bishop.
No.
It's not a bad, yeah. Kind of like,
yeah, the least likely.
Well.
Dean Martin.
Yes, give yourself a bow.
Was it Dean? Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Well, he was in a lot of
Sammy Davis Jr.
Series.
Huh, okay.
Here's my second question. I got this from the Decades Challenge, through the decades. Who was the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate? It wasn't Jeanette Rankin, in case you're wondering.
Who was the first? I'm sorry, say it again, please.
Who was the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate?
Olympia Snow, wasn't it?
Margaret Chase Smith.
No.
But there was somebody from.
Jeanette Rankin was in the House, wasn't she?
She was.
It's from a southern state.
It's a what?
It's from a southern state.
A southern state. Oh, Texas. Isn't there somebody from Texas?
No. It was in Texas.
I think it was an African American woman. I think I saw something about that.
No, I don't think it goes back that far. Wasn't it somebody who was the wife of a governor or something? Or
no.
They were elected independently. Okay.
No.
A southern state, really? Oh, Arkansas, I bet, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
You know who it was?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, was it Haley Cokie Roberts?
Haley Boggs' wife?
No, he's a congressman.
Okay.
No, I can't go any further, sorry.
It's Patty Carraway.
Okay, that was in the 20s or something, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
Okay, a couple of questions. What is the most popular food in the U.S. with a religious symbol on it? What is the most popular food in the U.S., and it's a very popular food, with a religious symbol on it?
On the food
this
itself.
This is a brand?
The food
itself. Not a brand name.
No, on the food itself.
Not a brand name. Not a logo.
Well, you could construe it as that. It's possible you could say that.
Say, on the food itself?
It's on the food itself, yeah.
What is you mean naturally grown?
No. This is a manufactured food.
And it's stamped on there, huh?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. What is the most popular food in the U.S. with a religious symbol on it?
Is it a kosher symbol?
No, it is not a kosher symbol. One guess each. It's a very familiar food to you.
Is it connected to a religious
No, I'm not going to go to no more.
That means yes.
Questions.
That means yes.
No, it's not. No, it's not connected to a religious holiday.
Oh,
that's
it
what you're asking.
Okay.
No. I can tell you that.
Is the symbol a cross?
I'm not going to answer that. So you just have to come up with.
Maybe it's a moon and a star.
What is the most popular food in the U.S. with a religious symbol on it?
What does a moon and a star symbolize?
Islam.
Oh, okay.
All right. Well, while you're thinking about that, second question. The first TV dinner came out in 1954. What were the four courses in that TV dinner?
You've asked that before.
I don't think I have. I've asked the main course, but I've never asked the four courses.
Oh, the four courses.
The four courses.
Chicken, turkey, pasta. Spaghetti.
I don't think I would have chicken and turkey in the same one.
This is one meal?
Yeah,
one meal.
One meal. Yeah. So I want the four courses in the first TV dinner.
Oh, turkey, mashed potatoes dressing, and some kind of an apple thing, I think.
No.
But
you have to get them
those
all.
Those aren't courses. I mean,
well, I don't know what you mean.
Yeah, courses. I mean the four different foods that were in the tray.
Oh, well,
the other section. The other section.
It's not a course.
No, a course is like dessert and salad and.
Yeah.
Well, this is kind of.
You mean what were in the other? What were in the other sections of the tray?
All right. What were in the four sections of the tray? What were the four different things?
Those are not courses.
Okay, mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Turkey mashed potatoes? No.
No.
A Salisbury steak.
I'm only going to tell you. I'm going to give you credit if you get them all.
Okay, Salisbury steak, peas,
mashed potatoes,
and as I say, some kind of an apple dish. I think.
No, you're only right on one.
No,
of those.
You wouldn't. They didn't. The TV dinners didn't come with two courses like they.
They had three or four little sections of the tray.
But
there were
for
four
things that you'd eat all at once with the main course.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's what he means.
But there were four different areas.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be an apple thing. An apple is dessert.
No, I like an apple, warmed apple compote thing.
Oh, no.
Anyway, you're not
sure.
Right. So give me the four different foods in the first TV dinner. So the four different ingredients in this tray. In the first TV dinner, they came out in 1954.
Carrots.
You have to get all four.
Carrots,
you give
peas,
me four.
Potatoes, and Salisbury steak.
No. And the second question, or the first question actually, was what is the most popular food in the U.S. that has a religious symbol on it? It's a very well-known food.
Can you tell us, as I did, of the four, were any of those correct?
Tell me what you said again.
Mashed potatoes, Salisbury steak.
Peas and carrots.
One of them was correct.
Has to be mashed potatoes.
One of them.
Yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
I believe that's me.
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay, Colin Botero. Why?
Hi.
Let's see, the state. How about Utah as a thing for the state?
Yeah, someone here guessed that.
We guessed that.
We got Utah and we got Alabama.
Oh, it was Utah. Oh, how about another one? Let's try West Virginia.
No?
No, it's not West Virginia. That's the weird state. I figured being there. Okay, and what was that about the people staying in Paris Hotel?
Yeah, what nationalities, the top five nationalities of people who stay at the Ritz in Paris?
How about Chinese?
You have to get all
of
them.
You have to guess five
of
them.
Oh, all five.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's going to get five, so.
Chinese, American, British, Russian, I don't know.
You got two right.
Oh, Chinese and American. Oh, you're not going to tell which two.
Okay. No, it's like that
Jotto. Question then. Which round fruit from the Caribbean is a hybrid that 18th century botanists called the forbidden fruit?
Round fruit?
No, which round fruit from the Caribbean
right.
is a hybrid,
hybrid
that 18th century botanists called the forbidden fruit?
Is this a widely sold fruit?
Yes.
A nectarine?
Very widely.
Passion fruit.
No.
How about...
That's the Pacific, I think.
Don't they consider tomato a fruit?
I think the passion fruit is from the Pacific.
Is it tomato?
No. The tomato's not a fruit.
Well,
it is.
Yes, it is.
It is,
actually.
That's right. It's not a vegetable.
Is it a nectarine?
What?
Nectarine?
No.
That's right. You said it was a hybrid. Nectarine's a hybrid.
Hybrid. Wow.
Hybrid fruit.
A hybrid. I was surprised it's a hybrid. I didn't think it was a hybrid.
Huh.
Think larger orange.
Grapefruit.
Grapefruit, yeah.
Yeah, grapefruit.
All right, good.
I got one more quickie. What company makes the most wheels in a year? It's 381 million wheels a year. I'll give you a hint. They're very small wheels.
Wheels?
Oh, is it a toy company?
Yeah.
Lionel.
No.
No, it's like a hot car. A hot cars company, probably, whatever that is.
You got the right L.
Oh, so
Lego.
Legos.
Oh, they make wheels?
That's nothing compared to 40 billion blocks they make each year.
Oh, all right. Thank you very much.
That 40 billion? That's 80 bricks for everybody.
Thanks a lot. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle. Columnist Leah Garchik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. The number to join us with a question or answer is 415-841-4134. We have a couple of lines open, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. And Jerry, it's your turn, I believe.
Okay, one of our presidents, was it President Harding who died at the Palace Hotel?
Yes.
Okay, but what king died there as well?
The king of Hawaii, I think.
That's right.
Lilikalani's dad.
Kalakaui of Hawaii in 1891.
Right, right.
Okay, let me try another then. In 1971, a militant gay group was formed. What was it called?
ACT UP?
No.
Too early for ACT UP. It's too late for the Mattachin Society. It's not the Mattachin Society, is it?
No.
Militant gay group. The Radical Fairies.
No. Was that a group?
Yes. Yeah. Now. They're great.
But
now.
They've been around for a long time.
I
never heard of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who else? Let me think. A radical gay group.
Oh. It's a great name, I think.
Is there a movie reference in their name?
I'm not saying anymore. I'm
like
giving
the Friends,
you a lot of clues.
Friends of Dorothy or something like that? Or the
I'm not. No, it's not that. No.
Okay. Okay. Friends of Judy?
Yeah, that. Yeah, that's your Friends of that's there is some kind of group.
There is some kind of group
that's
called
not
that.
San Francisco.
But I don't think of them as a radical
group. It's a San Francisco gay group, I meant to say.
Right. Uh-huh. Huh. Okay. All right. Would you just read the question once more?
In 1971, a militant San Francisco gay group was formed. What was it called?
Is this group still around?
I don't think so. I've never heard of it.
71. So. Okay. And let's see. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, is this me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Mark in Walton, Oregon. I got an answer for the popular food that's a religious symbol.
Yes.
That's one of the easiest questions you've had in a while. It's the croissant.
Oh,
that is a religious symbol, but that's not the most popular food with a religious symbol.
What?
It is not.
That's a great guess, though.
It is. It's a
I
good
mean,
guess.
Not a guess.
It's a very good
correct,
guess.
Yeah.
Yes, and I know what you're talking about, but no, that's not it.
Wow, that surprised me.
You assumed it was such an easy question, too.
You said it was marked on the fruit, not the shape.
Yeah, the literal
fruit. Food.
Food.
Food, yeah, I meant food. To say food.
The
but
religious
not the shape, but the mark.
Right, yeah. Right. The religious symbol is marked actually on the individual food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, well, better luck next time.
Oh, well, thank you, though.
Has it always been there?
Yes, right. From the very beginning.
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jeez. And you probably, it's not something, I mean, it's there. You see it. It's easy to see, but you don't really think about it. It's just there.
It's a very common fruit, huh?
Oh, it's food, yeah. Very, very
food.
Common. Very common.
Not fruit. Okay, fruit.
Yes. And let's see. Leah, I think it's your turn.
Okay, what are the three top traffic events in the country for private jet travel?
Say that again, please.
Three top traffic events, most crowded, most private jets used.
You mean traffic like channels or areas where they fly between, that kind of thing?
No, the three events that involve the most private jet channels.
Oh, I see. The Super Bowl, of course.
The Super Bowl is one, yeah.
And these events happen every year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Academy Awards?
No.
No. To be more people. World Series?
No.
No, no.
Every year, though.
Kentucky Derby.
Oh,
no.
That's good. That's good.
Oh.
Okay. think about that. Just read it once more, if you would, please.
The three events that involve the most private jet traffic.
Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, thank you. So for the religious symbol food, I would like to say hot crust buns. Oh, and this is Karen Fitzgerald in San Francisco.
Hi, Karen.
That's great. Exactly.
But that's no, that's not it.
Not hot crust buns. Okay. And then for the nationalities, I will say Japan, New Zealand, and England.
You've got two.
Okay.
Okay.
And then regarding the tomatoes, I was going to say tomatoes, even though they're kind of more savory than they are sweet, at least by a lot of people's opinions, they are a fruit, and except for tax purposes in the United States, and Ronald Reagan said that ketchup was a vegetable, but...
Ms. Nixon.
The tomatoes, bell peppers, cucumbers, and avocados are all fruits, even though they're savory. And I was wondering, does anybody know one defining characteristic of fruits that would include those four things in the fruit category?
They have seeds.
Yeah, yes. They have seeds inside.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, I am going to give you a list of words. These are acceptable. These are two-letter words you can use in Scrabble, okay? And all I want you to do is tell me what they mean.
Oh, very good.
All right, so these are accepted two-letter words in Scrabble, and I want you to tell me what they mean, okay? So just let me go through the list. Number one, R-E. Number two, XI. Number three, UH. Number four, OO. Number five, MM. Number six, FE. FE.
FE.
FE. That's number six. Number seven, AW. And number eight, AY. And I'm going to help you a little bit here. I'm just going to do this once more. I'm going to give you some extra information on it.
Yeah.
Number one, RE. Number two, XI. Number three, UH. Number four, OO. Number five, MM. Number six, FE. Number seven, AW. Number eight, AY. Okay. RE is a noun. XI is a noun. OO is a noun. FE is a noun. And AY is a noun.
Well, so they have other meanings, too, those words. Like
yeah, you get it's more than one. Yeah, yeah.
Well, all right. I'll try to be open-minded.
Okay, well, RE is Ray, a note.
Right.
Yes. All right, that's yours.
Oh, you just and get XI one. Is one. A Greek letter.
That is correct. Okay.
Well, it also means energy, doesn't it?
No.
That's QI, I guess, is energy.
Yes. Okay. All right. Yes. RE is a musical note. XI is a Greek letter. All right.
And is an expression of delight. Delicious.
What is?
Which one is that?
Yeah, right.
MM.
Yes, it's an interjection. Okay.
Can we do any more?
No, that's it.
Okay. I don't know about FE, which I've used, but I don't know what it is.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Deborah from Oakland.
Hi.
And I think that ooh, and I are all interjections.
Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. A-W, only if you have a bunch of W's. Oh, but, you know, just one W, I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, they count that, A-W, at all.
They do.
Turkey, mashed potatoes, peas, and apple pie.
Once more.
Turkey, right. Mashed potatoes, peas, and apple pie.
No.
Okay.
See, I said apple, too, and people scoffing at it.
Just me.
Okay, I have a question.
Yes.
There are only 8 states in the United States where the top language after English is not Spanish. In most states in the United States, the second language after English is Spanish. There are 8 where it's not. There are only 2 of those where all 3 of the three top languages are all not Spanish.
Oh. Okay. Let's think
the
about
three
that.
Top languages.
Well, Hawaii must be one.
Louisiana?
Nope.
Maine?
Nope.
Alaska?
Nope.
Oh. Well, Alaska was a good guess.
Yeah. Not Spanish.
So we're just going for the two that were the three top languages or not. None of them are Spanish.
All three of the top non-English languages are not Spanish.
Okay.
Or something other than Spanish.
Minnesota?
Nope.
North Dakota?
Nope.
Gee.
But you're close.
South Dakota?
South Dakota. Is it South Dakota?
Nope.
All right. But I'm close geographically, you mean?
Yeah.
But you said, Jerry said Minnesota, right?
Yeah.
Montana, Wisconsin?
Montana, yes.
Montana.
Blackfoot, Crow, and Dakota.
Okay.
Well, Native
American names. I'm trying to think of that.
Okay. There are only two of the states where the top language after English is not Spanish that do not share a border with Canada.
Louisiana.
Nope.
Because it's got to be Creole.
French,
but it's
yeah.
not the first language after English.
Well, she said Maine wasn't right either, and the French must be the second language. I thought it would be a second language there because there's so many.
Right, yes, but it shares a border with Canada.
It does share a border with Canada, right. Okay. Well.
Yeah, Louisiana was not on my list.
All right. Let's think now. What?
Two of those states do not share a border with Canada.
So, is this mostly Native American stuff?
One is, one isn't.
So...
Idaho.
Yeah, let me think.
Idaho?
Nope.
No, not Utah.
Idaho goes all the way up, doesn't it?
Yeah, no, yes, it does. Wyoming?
Nope.
Well, I know there are quite a few Native...
You said it before.
I did. Utah? No.
Nope.
Oh, we give up. We fill in the blanks. Yeah, go ahead. Tell us.
South Dakota.
Oh,
and Hawaii.
We said South Dakota.
Yeah. No, I. Yeah.
Well, not in that answer.
Not in that answer. It wasn't.
Oh.
And the third part of it, you've already said, I think, all of the answers to this one. There are four states where the second language is not indigenous to the Americas. So in. Like South Dakota, it's an indigenous language. Montana, it's an indigenous language to the Americas. But there are four states where the second language is not indigenous to the Americas.
Well, that must be Maine. Maine must
is
be
one.
Yeah. And then Leah said Louisiana, and that has to be one.
Louisiana is not even on this list, at least the list
has
that I found.
To be.
Yeah, I would think so, too. Okay. So it can't be German. I don't see it as Italian. Is it a European language?
Maine is European. There's one other that's European. The other two are Asian.
Oh, Asian.
Oh.
Well, Hawaii must be on that list again.
Hawaii's on there.
And
the first language after English is Ilocano from the Philippines.
Okay. And so what would be the other one? Washington?
Nope.
Not California.
No. Definitely.
What is it?
Okay, Minnesota, the top language after English is Hmong.
Oh,
and in Vermont,
really?
Serbo-Croatian.
Vermont?
Yeah.
Wow.
The first language after English was Serbo-Croatian. I was surprised by that.
Interesting. We were too.
Not us.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate it. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7. Hope you're enjoying the show. Feel free to give us a call, 415-841-4134 with a question or answer. 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255, 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Paul from Livermore.
Hi, Paul.
How about the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence for the the question?
For Jerry, for your group that was founded in 1971?
No, that's a good guess. No.
They're not radical.
Well,
they weren't
they
militant.
They helped act up.
They weren't really militant. They were more showbiz.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was that it? Anything else? No, I guess it wasn't. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Robert and Karen in Bernal Heights.
Hi, Robert. Hi, Karen.
Taking a wild guess at the food with a religious symbol.
Yes.
Is it Oreos?
It is Oreos, yes.
That's the symbol on Oreos.
The cross of Lorraine. It's on every single Oreo.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
So I have a question
for you. Is that purpose or it just resembles it?
Well, there's a lot of conspiracy theories about it, but it is there.
Like the Starbucks emblem.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, very good.
So I have a question for you all.
Yes.
And I got this from a work of fiction set in the Bay Area, but I did find a reference to it online, but I hope it's a reliable reference. Why was the Oakland Tribune Tower built with a 60-foot flagpole? And this was actually added when the tower was added. The original building didn't have a tower. But in 1923, when the tower was built, they put a 60-foot flagpole on it.
It wasn't anything to do with a mooring mast for a Zeppelin or something.
Exactly.
Was that it?
Oh. Mooring for Zeppelin.
Yeah. Oh.
Apparently, people were expected to shimmy down a rope ladder.
Well, I had worked there. We didn't do that much. But,
Nolan, the publisher, used to live down the block from us.
Yeah.
So thanks you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
The senator from Formosa, as Saul used to call him.
Let's see. Jerry, I think it's your turn.
Okay. Well, according to a Smithsonian history poll, which movie of these 10 was judged by historians the most accurate and which was considered the least accurate?
That's interesting.
Okay. Here are the nominees. Most and least accurate.
All right.
According to historians. Apollo 13, Schindler's List, 12 Years a Slave, Black Hawk Down, Lincoln, Pocahontas, Cleopatra, Pearl Harbor, JFK, and Birth of a Nation. I guess you got to get both of them for a bill.
You better go through that whole list once more.
Okay. Apollo 13, Schindler's List, 12 Years a Slave, Black Hawk Down, Lincoln, Pocahontas, Cleopatra, Pearl Harbor, JFK, Birth of a Nation. The most judge the most accurate and the least accurate.
Well,
I give you one guess each, I think. And then we'll let the audience play.
Leah, you want to go?
Oh.
Would you mind reading that just? I'm sorry. Once more. I just want to make sure I have them all.
Once more. All right. Apollo 13, Schindler's List.
Yeah.
12 Years a Slave, Black Hawk Down, Lincoln, Pocahontas, Cleopatra, Pearl Harbor, JFK, Birth of a Nation.
I think Cleopatra was probably the least accurate.
I would have guessed that.
No.
So, Pocahontas being a cartoon might not have been that accurate either.
Yeah.
I'll say Pocahontas for the least and 12 Years a Slave for the most.
You got the most right.
Very good. I figure the more modern the movie is, the more accurate they're going to try to be.
Mm. Okay. That's a good rule. Okay, now you just need to get the least.
Okay. But it's not Pocahontas.
Birth of a Nation?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, it makes sense. There was a
good
lot.
Good going, guys. Okay.
Glorifying the Klan.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Okay. Can I throw out one more?
Yeah, go ahead.
Because I never do two, and you guys always.
You always
do two.
Yeah, I know.
All right. What animal has the largest eyes of any on Earth? Oh. 16 times wider than a human eye, or 1 foot in diameter.
Is it the giant squid?
You knew that. Yes.
All right.
I must have asked it.
I read it someplace.
You must have asked it. Okay.
I read it someplace.
Oh, right.
I stowed it away for just this particular moment. Information.
He did.
All right. Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet.
One of the only six states that don't participate in the national lottery. We have Alabama and Utah. I'm looking for four more. And... in 1971, a militant San Francisco gay group was formed. What was it called?
1971. And you're not sure whether the group is together anymore?
I haven't heard of it. So.
Had you heard of it before you asked this question?
What?
Had you heard of it?
Previously? No, I hadn't. Okay. So that may be me. I don't know. It may still be around. I don't think so.
Your radical gay days are
behind
you.
No. They're well behind me.
I understand.
Yes.
Yeah, well behind you.
Yeah.
And that's where they should be too, Jerry.
Yeah.
And Leah?
Okay. The Super Bowl is the highest traffic event for private planes. What are the two that follow that? A national event, a yearly event. And the nationalities, the top five nationalities of folks who stay at the Ritz in Paris. Many, I'll give you two of them because many people have guessed them, Americans and British. But what are the other three?
Okay. The first TV dinner was introduced in 1954 by Swanson. What were the four different types of food in the tray compartments? What were the four different types of food in the tray compartments in the first TV dinner? You have to get all four. Get credit.
And you say we've named two, but you won't say which
one. I don't think we've named two. I think there's one, actually.
All right.
And let's see. I have a list of accepted two-letter words in Scrabble. The ones that nobody's gotten yet are UH.
Well, UH is an interjection. Like,
yeah,
It's like stammering.
She mentioned three of them all at once.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She did.
Yeah.
Call her.
All right. I forgot which one she hasn't mentioned, actually.
I think.
Okay. I think the only one that nobody got was F-E.
Yeah.
Just F-E.
And that's the one I don't know, but I play it all the time.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did it work for you?
I do E-F, but not F-E.
No.
It's
all right. F-E.
It's a chemical element, but that doesn't
Well,
count.
That's ferrous mean,
no,
iron,
it's not
but it's not that.
It's not a chemical
that,
element. No. It's not a chemical. It's a noun. It's not a chemical element.
It's a weed in Vietnam.
Is it like auto da fe?
No.
Because that's used in English, and that's a separate word.
It's not an abbreviation. That's the whole word, F-E. No, it's not.
Yeah, but it's not. That's not an abbreviation.
Okay. But no, it's not. That's not it. F-E is it's the word. I think that's the only one that nobody's gotten. So what does that mean, the two word? And Leah, why don't you go ahead?
Okay. How long does the average dollar bill last? How long is it in circulation? I'll go right. I have three of these, a dollar bill, a $10 bill, and a $100 bill.
I'll say $3, three years.
No.
3 years, okay.
I'm probably going to be off on this. I thought I read someplace it was about 18 months.
No.
Okay. For the dollar bill.
Yeah, I know.
But
that's
no, okay. No. All right. I don't know about the other ones. So what were the three? A dollar, $10, and what was the other one?
$100.
$100 would last quite a while, I think.
In my pocket, it would.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter. Are you there, caller?
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Oh. That's what I keep saying. You should name this show. Is it me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You should.
Billy from Bernal?
Yes.
I have the traffic with the private airlines.
Yeah.
Is it the Bohemian Club?
That's a very good guess.
That is a good guess.
No, it's not.
Is it Warren Buffett's conference in Omaha?
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, and that's really all I got.
That's a very inventive guess.
Iron for F-E.
That's it. Iron.
No.
No, that's not it. Or is it the expression F-E?
Yes.
That's
F-E-H.
No, no, I'm sorry. But
the Scrabble Dictionary gets these stuff wrong all the time.
It is perfectly acceptable to say F-E.
No.
Yes.
Well, it's in the book, I know. But
I checked
wrong.
It. The two different sources said F-E was perfectly acceptable.
Well, you got to have the H.
It's also it's a.
I've never seen it written F-E.
A Hebrew letter. It's the exact meaning of it is a Hebrew letter.
It's not a Hebrew letter, is it?
I am stepping back from this one. I'm a nice loose.
We're at each other's throats.
Leah, it's not a Hebrew letter.
I don't know the Hebrew alphabet.
I don't think it's a Hebrew. It's just an expression.
I don't know.
It means fooey. It means fooey.
It's related to meh. M-E-H.
Yeah. Well,
anyway,
fooey,
thank you very much.
Yeah. I didn't mean to get this in trouble.
That's okay.
It means that's right. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, fooey. Yeah.
Like that question. All right. Thanks a lot, Billy. All right.
We're a hair trigger outfit here.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. I have a list of the five best-selling cookbooks of all time in the U.S. because I know Jerry loves cookbooks.
I have a lot of them.
Do you have you really?
Okay.
These are the five best-selling cookbooks in the United States. Up to the present day. And so I will give you each two guesses.
Okay. The Joy of Cooking, Irma Rombauer.
Just The Joy of Cooking is one. Very good.
And that's the one I have.
The Fannie Farmer cookbook?
No.
Oh. Oh. Well, then, mastering the art of French cooking.
No. I don't think enough people do French cooking. There are a lot of people.
I think
there's
a Better Homes and Gardens book that's kind of a classic.
Yes. That's the Better Homes and Gardens new
book. My mom had that, yeah.
Yeah. All right. So you got...
I can still see the... Betty Crocker?
Two. Yes, Betty Crocker.
Oh.
Very good. Okay, now you got three. Betty Crocker's actually the biggest seller of all. That's 65 million copies.
There's one. I have one from the Pillsbury Bake Off.
No. Mm-mm.
Well, I thought you just wanted three.
No, I have the top five.
Oh, five. Two more. Yeah. Okay.
So
Sunset.
No. So far, the five best-selling cookbooks of all time, so far we have Better Homes and Gardens. That's 40 million. Betty Crocker at 65 million, and Joy of Cooking is 18 million.
See, I would think Joy of Cooking would be much more.
No.
It's been around for about 70 years.
So there are two more on that list.
The New England. Remember that uh-uh. Nobody does that anymore. Everybody uses Ottolenghi, and I'm sure that's not on your
what
list.
What is it?
Mm. Ottolenghi.
Never heard of
no.
it.
No. All right. Think about it.
Is it a name for somebody, like Fannie Farmer?
No.
Okay.
No. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
Jerry, is the group you're thinking of the Daughters of Bilitis?
Bilitis. No, it's not.
Oh, that's a good guess, though.
Well, it was a early lesbian group, maybe the first,
yeah.
And but it's not wasn't militant, I don't think.
Well.
That's a judgment call, but it's not what I have.
All right,
good guess though.
Thank you, and I have a question.
Yes,
here we are in January, which is named after the Roman god Janus. In the temple in ancient Rome, the doors of the temple of Janus were opened and closed for a specific purpose. What was that purpose? They were open at times, they were closed at times.
To go in and out.
What?
No.
Well, Janus was the, was that the two-faced god?
Yes.
Yeah, facing backwards and forwards. Yeah.
Backwards. That's why it was January, I guess.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so the doors were open and closed for a specific purpose.
Right.
I mean, like a religious purpose.
Yes.
Okay.
So they might be closed for a couple of years and then opened and then...
Where are these doors?
In Rome.
Rome.
In the main temple of Janus on the Capitoline Hill in Rome.
It might be closed for a couple of years and open. Is anything to do with one emperor succeeding another?
No. This is from pre-imperial times.
Pre-imperial. Okay.
Yeah.
Let the dog out?
Nope.
A couple of years, it might be cool. Anything to do with anything in the sky?
No.
No, I'm just guessing. We don't know.
When Rome was at war, the doors were opened. When it was at peace,
they
were closed.
Oh, I see.
Oh. That'd be a good way around. Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Good night.
And, Jerry, it's your turn.
Again, okay.
Yeah.
Have Gun, Will Travel was set in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. What was the name of Paladin's fictitious hotel?
The Carlton.
Very good. Wow, you really knocked that one out. Okay. Okay, smart guy, try this.
All right.
What was the original name of the Oakland Raiders, and what was the name of the short-lived Oakland soccer team.
Mm-hmm.
Lori might get this if he was here. But
yeah. The original name of the Oakland Raiders. Were they in Oakland at that time?
Yes.
The Oakland. Is it something you would call Oakland specific?
The Oakland something, yeah.
Yeah, but I mean it's
a noun, yeah.
Okay. The Oakland.
It doesn't fit. I was surprised. It's a strange name.
The Poets?
No.
It doesn't fit. It doesn't fit. I mean, it doesn't fit a football team.
It doesn't fit Oakland.
Ah. Oh. The Mariners.
No.
All right.
It's a strange name.
Okay. All right. Would you read the question once more?
What was the original name of the Oakland Raiders, and what was the name of the short-lived Oakland soccer team?
Okay. That I
Well, that wasn't that long ago. What was that, the 80s or 90s or something?
Soccer?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't even remember they had one.
Okay. All right.
And it's kind of a funny name.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Hi, is it me?
Yes, it is you.
Oh, yes. Hi. I have a few possible answers.
Mm-hmm.
Jerry, you can't be thinking of Stonewall for the gay group.
No.
Okay. Right. No. Okay. And I know that one of the states that doesn't have a lottery is Nevada.
That's correct.
Oh, they don't want to compete with their gambling.
Yeah, lottery.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Other than that, I'd just be guessing, but I want to guess Mississippi.
You're right.
Oh.
Excellent. So he's just looking for two more.
All right. And for the religious symbol, I know you already got it. I really wanted to say M&Ms. And for private jets, what about Burning Man?
No.
Very good guess.
I like that.
Yeah. I like that a lot. Yeah.
But it's not right.
All right.
How about Mardi Gras in New Orleans?
Oh, that's good, too.
No.
How about New Year's Eve in New York City?
Nope.
Well, who would fly there for that?
Yeah. And for the Ritz, does France count?
It's not France. No.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Panel tonight, well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, columnist Leah Garjik. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And, of course, you can give us a call if you'd like to partake and have a question or answer for us. The number is area code 415-841-4134, 415-841-4134, or toll-free 866-798-8255. 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, yes. Ed, how are you?
Good.
Very good. So I have a question for you. This, according to police reports all over the country, this day have the most domestic violence in the whole year.
Which the most day? What?
Domestic violence.
I think you're driving at the Super Bowl, but I just read that debunked.
I read that, too.
Yeah. It was debunked as well?
Yeah, they said so. It's not true. It's an urban legend.
Well, you know, maybe we should look into it. Maybe the...
Well, why don't you do that?
Yeah.
You look into it.
Maybe.
I'm not going to.
The sport organization won't dispute it. Okay, the second question is, the ancient Egyptian designed the year we have today, 365 days. In fact, they knew that there was an extra day every 4 years, 52 weeks and 7 days. But they did all of that using this celestial object, a star. You know which star it is?
You mean they did their calendar based on this star?
Right.
I see.
In fact, the star have an Egyptian name.
Oh.
What was the? How did they use the star to measure the?
It exactly coincided with the rise and the fall of the Nile.
I see. Okay.
Yeah, which is unbelievable.
Don't ask questions like that. Makes the questions longer.
Well, I want to know more.
Let's see.
Famous. Actually, I'll give you another hint.
Yes.
It is the brightest star in the night sky.
The North Star.
No. North Star, but it's not the brightest star in the North Sky. In the
heavens.
In the night sky.
Arcturus, is it?
Which one?
Arcturus or something?
No.
Osiris.
Osiris it is. Yes, Cyrus it is.
How did you know that, Dana? God.
It is 8.2 light years away from us. It is a very bright star. It's 2.5 times as big as the sun. And by the way, the correct name for it was the Star of Isis. By the way, have nothing to do with these criminals, barbarians in the Middle East, killing people. As Isis was the mother of all mothers. In fact, the word mother come from her.
She must be pretty annoyed to see her name get besmirched like this.
I tell you, I am boiling. I wish I could strangle each and every one of those criminals. They're not
Wait a minute, that wouldn't
Islamic or state or anything. They're a bunch of criminals. That's all they are.
All right.
They are.
Thank you, Ed. And Leah, I believe it's your turn.
Oh, why is money green?
Ah.
Stayed in my refrigerator too long. Why is money green?
I like that.
Anything to do with growth? I mean,
no.
Using,
with what?
Growth. you know, something. You want your money to grow, and green is it.
No. Oh, no, no, that's much too poetic.
Is it?
I'm sure it's more practical than that.
Is anything to do with what the money is made out of? The type of paper and that sort of thing?
Not really the type of paper. Okay. I think we should leave it there. Maybe someone will call in the next 10 minutes.
Would you read the question?
Why is money green?
All right. Okay. all right, let me ask a quick question. We've only got 10 minutes, so I'll ask this quick question. What famous junk food was introduced in 1912 and sold in glass jars for 25 cents a pound?
Say that again.
What famous junk food, and you can qualify this as, even if you can see this is a junk food. What famous junk food was introduced in 1912 and sold in glass jars, sealed glass jars, for 25 cents a pound?
Sold in jars for a pound by dry weight?
Huh?
Jelly beans.
No.
Potato chips.
No.
Popcorn.
No.
Huh.
Cracker Jack.
No. What famous junk food was introduced in 1912 and sold in glass jars for 25 cents a
pound? Oreo cookies.
You're right.
I figured he was on an Oreo kick tonight.
Yeah, he must have gotten release from the Oreo Central.
So, and let's go to a call.
I didn't know they were that old.
Yeah. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello, is this me?
Hi, yes, it is you, I think.
This is Bart, the vicinity of Knob Hill.
Hi, Bart.
My guess for the radical gay group of 1971, you said, the Lavender Panthers?
No, you're close.
Oh,
sorry. Thank you.
You're close, though. You're closer than anybody else.
Really?
So is he close on one of the words? Is that like the lavender
I'm
something?
I'm not saying more.
The Lavender Mob?
Lavender Panthers.
Nope.
Oh, the Lavender Panthers.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Wade.
Well, thank you.
Good show.
Thank you.
All right.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is it me?
It is you.
Excellent. This is Tom from Oakland.
Hi.
Hi, I've got some guesses for private planes. Is that the Hobo Convention in Iowa?
Yeah.
No.
That's right.
No, but the Masters Tournament.
Yes, that's number three.
Ah, yeah.
Very good. Yeah.
Yes, that's number three.
So what was number two?
Oh. Well, we don't know number two.
No.
Oh, I thought we have two.
No. Go ahead. Anything else?
I can't make a guess for, aside from the Hobo Convention, I can't think of anything else.
All right.
Nationalities for the Ritz, how about the Japanese?
Yes.
The Saudis?
No.
The Germans?
No.
Oh, shoot. All right, then I've got a question. What was Ethel Merman's final film?
Airplane.
Ah, shoot. She
did a kind of self-parody.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot. Great show.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you want to give us a quick call? You can do that. Area code 415-841-4134 or toll-free 866-798-8255. This is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Lynn from Reno, Nevada.
Hi, Lynn.
And I knew the answer for that one about one of the only states that doesn't have the lottery. That was Nevada, because we have to drive to California.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll give you a bell for that.
And then I just have a guess on the cookbook. Is that the Moosewood?
It is not the Moosewood. That's a good guess, though. That was pretty popular for a long time.
It was very popular.
The Moosewood cookbook.
Okay, then that's all I have.
All right. Thank you, Lynn.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Bradley in Oakland.
Hi, Bradley.
So, on the private jet?
Yeah.
Sundance?
Nope.
That's a good guess, too.
Davos?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. All right, how about the TV dinner? Fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas, and apple crisp.
No. Mm. No. sounds delicious. The way you put it, it sounds good.
Well, it doesn't sound good. All right, and the Ritz one, could you remind me, what do we have already?
Okay, we have America, U.S. citizens, British, Japanese, and we have two left.
I was going to say Chinese and Germans.
Nope. Neither.
I think that, for the food, did we get the one with the religious symbol?
We did. They were Oreos.
Oh, really? I thought matzah, but, okay. All right, thanks.
Thank you very much. And next call?
Is that me?
That is you. Hi.
Carl from Botero.
Hi, Carl.
Hey, state, the lottery?
Yeah.
Not Maine.
No, not Maine.
Or Alaska, Hawaii.
Correct, both of them.
Oh.
I knew it had to be off the continent.
Very good.
Good job.
Good guess. And the dollar bills?
Yeah.
I've heard somewhere they only last like 9 months.
Nope.
Yeah, that's why I did a study. It was 9 months for the dollar bill, and a coin would last like 11 years or 9 years.
Nope, it's more than 9 months.
But why are they green?
Oh, who knows? Maybe it's because it's lucky for Irish.
Maybe.
By the way, that grapefruit hybrid fruit, it's a combination of the sweet orange and the pomelo.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay. Isn't that weird? I thought a pomelo was a hybrid.
Yeah, I did
too. I was just
going
to say that. Yeah.
Huh.
Weird.
Well, thank you for that.
It's a weird world. Yes.
I'll get off the phone. Somebody else can answer.
Okay. Take care. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, I have a couple of questions.
Okay, very quickly, though, because we're almost out of time.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, are we on?
Yeah, we are on.
Gosh. Well, I have one of those page a day calendars, and it says, The Day of the Locust by Nathaniel West contains a character whose name was later used in a famous TV cartoon series.
Homer Simpson is one of the main characters.
You've got it.
Yeah.
Now, this is a more timely one, and it's kind of a gimme, but... David Bowie died a week ago today,
right. And
he changed his name for the U.S. market. What was that name, and why did he, or what was his original name, and why did he have to change it?
Jenkins, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah,
no.
He had the name of somebody famous.
His name, Davy Jones.
Yeah.
Because the guy the Monkees was Davy Jones.
Right. Sting was Jenkins.
Right.
That was his birth name, David Jones.
Right.
And he was Davy Jones. So there you go.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, one more call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, for the Ritz?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, Russia.
Nope.
Ooh, and did somebody say Saudi Arabia?
I think one of us guessed it, but I think we were wrong.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, time to clean up here. What do we got?
Okay, the original name of the Oakland Raiders was the Oakland Seniors. And the name of the short-lived Oakland soccer team was the Stompers.
I got a vague memory of that.
Okay. And in 1971, a militant San Francisco gay group was formed called the Pink Panthers.
I'm surprised
you didn't get that. He got Lavender Panthers.
Oh, well.
You got the movie connection.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leah.
Okay. The nationalities of folks who stay at the Ritz: American, British, Swiss. Brazilian, and Japan. A buck lasts for 4.8 years, 10 bucks lasts for 3.6 years, and 100 bucks lasts for 17.9 years. And the second most well-attended by private jets event is the National Business Aviation Association Convention.
Oh. What? That business?
Convention of the National Business Association, Aviation Association.
The first TV dinner made by Swanson in 1954, the four... foods in that dinner: turkey, dressing, peas, and sweet potatoes. The two best-selling cookbooks of all time that nobody got: the American Woman's Cookbook, 8 million sold, and In the Kitchen with Rosie, subtitled Oprah's Favorite Recipes. You know she'd be in there someplace. Also 8 million. That's from 1994. And I think that's it. If we didn't get your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Our panel tonight was author Jerry Nachman from the San Francisco Chronicle, Leah Garchik, and I've been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. Our thanks to Kevin Vance for handling the board and phones tonight. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call in. Have a great week, everybody. And we hope you can join us again next Sunday. We look forward to that. Bye-bye.